Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Sandown in Melbourne, Adam Blinko joins us from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Adam.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
How's your confidence around this meeting, given the weather's going to be okay and we haven't raced on this track since mid-September?
Yeah, track should be in terrific order there, I would imagine. Sandown's usually a good racing track, and this is usually a good punting meeting, although it has a bit of a different look this year. It's a bit more of a tricky, trappy-looking meeting than maybe it does in other years, but that should open up some betting opportunities, I hope, Andrew.
Righto. Well, we're going to start in race three tomorrow, the Twilight Glow.
Yeah, this is one I like. Geelong here for Tony McAvoy. She's got the 1,400-metre run under the belt now, which she went to Flemington there. She smashed Garner up in Adelaide. She probably had the run of things in Adelaide, but she smashed Garner up and he came to Cup Day and won. She went to Cup Day against the fillies, and I thought she ran really well in a race that rated pretty well for the class of race there for the fillies. It was a reasonably bunch finish, but sort of the five past the post, four of the first five past the post that were within a length there, it were all coming off wins and the other one off a peak rating as well. And the time was good. So I think it was a strong enough race. I think it was a stronger race than what Geelong tackles tomorrow. As I said, I like that she's got the 1,400 metres under the belt now. And I like that she gets a chance here, I think, to roll forward and dominate the race. I think the lead there, if they want to lead, she's led in the past successfully and they could take that option up or just sit outside. But either way, I can't see how it doesn't work fairly favourably for her. So, yeah, I think it's a really nice option for her. Race three, number two, Geelong.
Righto, currently at $2.70 there at Tab for Tony and Kelvin McAvoy. A decision made 24 or 48 hours ago to send Home of the Brave down to run in Melbourne.
Yeah, I think it's a good decision as well to skip the Hunter there. They've already got a couple of options in that race, and that's seriously competitive, whereas things here, I think, go pretty well for Home of the Brave. I think he's going well as well. His run behind Brutal was a cracker. He was big odds, but that was in the Premier Stakes there. He's only just edged out and kicking back. The time was good. The race rated well. So that was a really good effort. He hasn't been far away in either the Sydney Stakes or the Red Zill since then. I think in both of those, he's been beaten less than two lengths by, you know, fringing on top line sprinters in the Sydney Stakes and Pirata and Trekking. I mean, they are the top line sprinters in the Red Zill there last time. And I think he probably went a little bit too steadily in both of those runs. He gets a chance to own this race, I think, a little bit tomorrow there. And I don't think there's a lot between him and the early favourite, Dubai. Based on their overseas form, they're very, very similar horses. They've run in similar races against similar horses over there and run a series of very similar figures. So I don't think there's much between them. The differences tomorrow are that Home of the Brave's got, you know, recent racing under his belt. He's probably got a little bit of a map advantage on Dubai as well. I think he'll settle in front of him in the run. So I thought there was enough there for me to flip them around and mark Home of the Brave favourite, and I'll do that, and I'll be backing him. Race 6, number 3, Home of the Brave.
Home of the Brave in the Kevin Heffernan, currently at $3.30 at Tab, so that's race 6, number 3. And there's certainly some value in the Zipping Classic tomorrow.
Yeah, the day's a little bit like that. There's a few horses that are, I think, you know, options to back there and forgive from plain recent efforts. There's a few horses high in the betting that are coming off plain recent efforts. So the markets are already looking for horses to forgive. And Dale Harrell's one of those that I'm going to have something on at double figure odds in the Zipping Classic there. He only just missed in the race last year when he led and led and led, and the Taj Mahal just picked him off last bound there, stuck his head out and knocked him off. But it was a terrific effort. He hasn't been at that level this preparation yet, but he did have, you know, he didn't race in the autumn. So he had 280 days off. I thought his first two runs were fine. They rode him conservatively, hit the line. He did pretty much what I think they would have expected off the long break there. He was disappointing at Geelong, but he raced wide there, and the Geelong Cup was a really strong heat this year. I think we've spoken about it a couple of times. It was a fast race, and he's tracking wide and working. So he was soft late in the piece there, but I think entitled to. And we're getting the sort of odds tomorrow, though. I think it's okay to forgive him off that run. I think that, you know, he could bring him on. It's the right sort of race for him, and the mat looks positive. I think he can go forward and sit outside Miss Siska, or, you know, I don't think Miss Siska will be looking to run this ride along either. This is her first look at sort of a mile and a half. So he might even get the front or just sit outside her and get, again, a little bit of a mat advantage maybe over a couple of the horses who are going a little bit better than him, but not much. As you know, the form in this race is fairly sketchy. I think the best recent ratings are those of Humidor's, and he's probably only really just going through the motions, Humidor. He's not probably the horse he was two or three years ago, so he's still a very good horse, but I think at the odds, I'm happy enough to have something on Dale Harrell to knock them off. That's race 8, number 6, Dale Harrell.
Yeah, currently at $10 and $3 the place there. So Adam Blinko from Racing and Sports, he's best for Sandown tomorrow. 3-2, 6-3 and 8-6. Good on you, Adam. Hope it's a winning day for you.
Yep. Speak to you next week, Andrew.